Okay, yesterday we learned b'shah she'aisin tzedakah hachshilayim b'bnei adam she'ena mehuganim. That Yirmiyahu was foul, that even when the anshei anasais are giving tzedakah, let them be nichshol b'bnei adam she'ena mehuganim. This phrase, b'nei adam she'ena mehuganim, the easiest way to learn is to learn that it means wealthy people. And the Gliyani HaShas brings that there's Rabbeinu Yain and Brachis that learns that way. They should marshal them with crooks, people who are not aniyim. If you get tzedakah to someone who's not an ani, then there's no schar, obviously. However, the Lashon She'ena Mehuganim, that's not Pashu Pshat in the Gemara. Pashu Pshat in the Gemara is Eina Mehuganim. These people that don't deserve. So the question is, what's the geder of Anashim She'ena Mehuganim? The Pnei Shloimei on this Gemara, which appears in Bava Basra Daf Tes, says something which, if the halach is like him, it would change our habits in giving tzedakah. He says, Anashim She'ena Mehuganim are people who don't feel a bezayin in taking tzedakah, don't feel any busha in it, that take happily. And he says that's a siman in Hashemayim, that there's something wrong, that they're matziv al tzaniyim, there's no mitzvah to be misakin. And he's writing more b'derech makubul kabbalah dika types of reasons that this should be so. The stipler in the Birchas Peretz on Parshas B'Shalach says a geder in Mesinas Tzedakah, and the stipler clearly meant it l'maisa. He says to give tzedakah to people who come b'loshen gaiva, b'loshen tviya. He says it's osur. He says osur l'rachim alav. Somebody for whom giving him tzedakah, he comes with lashon gaiva, he comes that, oh, last year you gave me this amount, you have to give me the same amount, with such a tefia. The stipler says, osu l'rachim alav, you're not allowed to give him money. He brings a few reasons. One thing he says, you're going to end up, you're going to give him money, and he's going to have tainas on you on top of it. And you're being machshel him. And the stipler says not to give such people. And that's the adam she'ena mehuganim. So there are a lot of such collectors that go around today. A lot of people who go around with such an attitude. And the stipler doesn't say you don't have to give. He says you're not allowed to give to such people. And the Pnei Shloimei holds that way as well. Whether that's a normative halacha, I'm not sure. But l'chol hapachus, fundraisers, you never have to give. You're not mechuyev to give money to a fundraiser. To an ani, you have to give tzedakah. If someone's collecting, then there's no chiyev tzedakah b'chlal, because he's collecting for that place. So you don't have to give to that place and give to your place. The chiyev to give is only the obligation to give tzedakah is to an ani. Giving to mice dice, you could choose your own mice. Just because one mice is shliach came to you, there's never a chiyuv to give. The stipler is talking about aniyim. People are collecting. If they collect, b'lashon gaiva, b'lashon tviya, he says that's mishein beidas asal l'rachim olav. That somebody who behaves in such a way that it's, he says b'lashon iser, to give tzedakah to such people. And okay, I want to tell you l'maisa. The shaila fraya yidden of giving money to a mummer. A mummer lahachis is a shaila. You don't give to. The shaila is a mummer l'teyavayin. Most mummerim b'sman hazeh. A mummer l'teyavayin. A lot of the people that come around collecting a shul are not from people. You can see from their yarmulke that it's a temporary fixture. And somebody who's a mummer, the machlek is the shach and taz. The shach says there's no mitzvah, there's no chiyuv to give him, there's no isser to give him. The taz says that there's an isser to give him. You're not supposed to give a mummer. except Neidaka Shalom, you can give even a guy that Neidaka Shalom. If there's a situation of Daka Shalom, you can give him. But to give tzedakah to such people, he says, the Shach says there's no Isser, no mitzvah. That's a smash shita. The Taz holds that there's even an Isser to give somebody who's a member the Te'ava. So, these are Gedarim in Hilchas Tzedakah. It's hard to know how a Tinik Shenishba fits in. It's hard to know exactly, but certainly a lot of the people who go around collecting are not deserving. So, Akoponim, that's the little I know of the Hagdar of Anashim Sheinim Uganim, the Pnei Shleiman, the Stipla, their Chomer, which applies even to a Frumiyin. And then there's a Shach and Taz to talk about the Gedarim of a Mummer.
Many Meister say,
okay.
Where he gave this amount?
The Meister say, yeah, sometimes they ask, but they're covered. The Stipla talks about people like Teveya, the Russian Geyser. The Meister says, he gave this amount, they ask you to give again. Alright, makes sense. But he's saying when they come, Belashan Tfiya, Belashan Geiger. I don't know. It's funny because I was learning this last night. Someone came to Shul, he said, I gave him $180 last year. So I told him, I don't have a check, leave me your address. I went home. So I gave him $120 last year. But if I remember correctly, last year he told me that I'd give him $120 the year before. So I didn't have the time to look 2 years ago if I could find it settled for how much I gave him. But I imagine I started with $18, and he's been coming for 10 years, so worked his way up. If somebody is mashaker, I don't think I'll give him a penny. Somebody lies like that, he's not neman b'chlam. What nemanis does he have? Person has no nemanis. Someone's a ganev, there's certainly no mitzvah to give him. Can't trust him with money. So he does Averis, Binyanim Amin, has no nemanis. Okay, let's see the next piece of Gemara. The covered asulai b'maisai melamit sheshivu yeshiva al kivrai. This is going, I think, is going to Chizkiya again. Yeah, Rashi the Chizkiya Ksiv. That they set up a yeshiva al kivrai. What a place to learn. The basic chorus. That did it for 3 days, 7 days, for the whole Shloshim, they set up a yeshiva. Tan Rabbanan, the covered asalai b'maisa, is a chistia b'al chiyuda, yotzu l'fon of Shloshim, v'shisha elav chalutzei kasef. 36,000 people raised kriya and uncovered their shoulders. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei l'fahem d'chemia, big deal. Halei l'fnei achav asukei. Now, this Gemara, Shenichu Sefer Tal Mitasai, the Gemara says, Nami Abdin and Hafi. When this Gemara have a strong Ha'ara on the night of Yehuda. There's a Gemara in Brachis that says that when you go to Beis HaKfaris, it's approximately Daf Chav Vav, then a person goes into a Beis HaKfaris, also Likonais to Beis HaKfaris, the Tfilin B'Rayshai, the Sefer Torah B'Zrayai, the Kairabai. It's also to go and be wearing Tfilin, Altalai L'Rash, the Sefer Torah B'Zrayai, the Kairabai. The Sefer Torah in your arm, and you're reading the Sefer Torah. So someone asked the Night of Yehuda, was a time of Tzaris, and they asked, it seems there's a machlokes in the community, they wanted to go be mispalel in the town's Beis HaKfaris, they wanted to take a Sefer Torah to the Beis HaKfaris as a simon of to be ma'ir the tefillah. So there was a machlokes, and you're allowed to go into a Beis HaKfaris with a Sefer Torah, with any Sefer for that matter. What's a tali in? The tali in how you read the Gemara in that Masechta, in Brachis. So you're not allowed to go in Sefer Torah Bizrayai the Kairavai. In Pshat, you're not allowed to go in A, with the Sefer Torah in your hands. And B, you're not allowed to learn there. Or no, it's all one thing. You're not allowed to go in the Sefer Torah Bizrayai the Kairavai. You're not allowed to go in with a Sefer and reading the Sefer Torah. That's the shayla that the Nadav Yehuda was asked. This is Nadav Yehuda Tinyana, Simon Kuf test. How to teach that din? Is it Loig LaRosh, that's on Sefer Torah? Or is it Loig LaRosh, Sefer Torah, the Kairabai? So the. Nadav Yehuda writes that there's a stira in the Kesef Mishnah, in Hilchos Avelos. He says it's only us of both, Sefer Torah v'Kairabai. And in Hilchos Sefer Torah, he says it's us of either or. It's a stira in the Kesef Mishnah. So he says he doesn't have a paskin. Kesef Mishnah in one place explains the Gemara one way, in another place another way. What's interesting is that in Yeridaya, you have the same stira. If you take a look, in Simen Shin Samazayin and Hilchos Avelos, Shin Samazayin Sif Beis, it says that you're only not allowed to go with a Sefer Torah if you're reading for the Sefer Torah. And in Resh Pei Dalet and Hilchos Sefer Torah, it says either or is awesome. So it's an interesting thing. I mean, steering the Kesef Mishnah and steering the Mechaber is the same thing, because the Mechaber is the Kesef Mishnah. Right? The Kesef Mishnah is written by the Beis Yosef. But it's an interesting thing that you have the same steer in two places. There's got to be a issue on how to be the ash of the steer.
Probably in the positive places bring out the left of
the left. What?
That they didn't learn in the...
Leiv L'Rush. Yeah, it's Mustama. This is what says in Nagav Yehuda. This is what says in Shulchan Aruch. What's it tali in? L'chaira, it's tali in how to teach Leiv L'Rush. Is an issa to go into Beis HaKfaris and with a lu, shaking a lu, with a mitzvah, with your tzitzis out, of Leiv L'Rush. You could learn two ways. You could learn Leiv L'Rush is doing a mitzvah, is Leiv L'Rush. If I'm doing a mitzvah and the mace can't do the mitzvah, that's the issa of Leiv L'Rush. Or it could be the issa is to mention the mitzvah, to remind, to show that there's a mitzvah. Let's say someone goes in carrying a talis in his hand, not wearing it. So he's not doing a mitzvah, but he's carrying a talis. Can you go into a place carrying a talis? It's totally how you learn Leiv L'Rush. Is it the doing of the mitzvah or the showing of the mitzvah? Carrying a Sefer Torah, same thing. If you hold the issur is doing a mitzvah, there's no mitzvah to carry a Sefer Torah. If you hold the mitzvah is... If you hold Leiv L'Rush is reminding people, having a reminder of a mitzvah, then it should be Aser. The Chayre is totally in these two Mahalchim in Leiv L'Rush. So, the Chayre, if it's true, this Lamdis, that it's totally in this, maybe I could be Peshit the Nadav Yehuda Safik. There's a Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura talks about if you're allowed to go into a Beis HaKfaris wearing tefillin or tzitzis, if you're going to a kever of a isha, of a woman, or a katan, the woman, even when she was alive, wasn't mechuyev in tzitzis and tefillin. The katan, even when he wasn't alive, wasn't mechuyev in tzitzis and tefillin. Is it Leiv L'Rush to go on their kever? So what does Mishnah Berurah say? He says that by a cotton you can't go, because the cotton might be a gilgal of a gadol. Could be the stomach. A cotton lived the previous life as a gadol. So it's still Leiv L'Rush to the neshama. But a kever isha, that he says you could go, because there's no chance that isha is a gilgal of an ish. By states, there's no such mitzias in Mishnah Berurah. So by a kever of an isha, you could go. That's what the Mishnah Berurah paskens. There's a stipler that brings a raya to the Mishnah Berurah from a sugyan erevin, erevin daf chav zayin. It says there that when you make erev tchumin, you're allowed to put an erev tchumin in a beis hakfaris. And it says ma'arvin b'truma. Even with truma, you can put it in the beis hakfaris in a way that's not makal tuma. The kashis is Leiv L'Rush. How could you go in with Truma to Beis HaKfaris? Leiv L'Rush. So he says, you put it by a kever of Yisrael. Truma is a mitzvah, but Israel never had a mitzvah achilas truma. I mean, if like the Rosh, you have to be able to eat it there. So to be Erev Tchumen, you have to be able to eat the thing. If a Kohen is going to eat it, he's doing a mitzvah of achilas truma. It's like the Rosh. How he can't eat it there? If he can't eat it there, then it's not a good Erev. What? So the Gemara is the Kasha. How's he allowed to go there? That's the sugya in the Gemara. That's the Gemara that talks about going in a box. Same sugya. So the stipler says that it's to our eyes like the Rosh. Stipler says by Yekever Yisrael. Since the Yisrael B'chayav didn't have a mitzvah, so there's no like the Rosh. Therefore, Maisa he doesn't have a mitzvah. It's a right to the stipler that by an Isha you could go with a mitzvah that the Isha didn't have B'chayav. Maybe the Yisrael is a Gilgal of a Kayin. So I was wondering about that. So you have two choices. Either you could say the Yisraelim are not Gilgulim of Kayinim, which we could say whatever we want, because Gilgulim, they're not Hilchas Gilgul. It could be the Yisrael is just not a Gilgal of a Kayin. I think it may be Loib L'Rosh is not an Issa D'Rais. Most of these are Issa D'Rabbanan or Hanhagatayvan. So maybe a suffix, if he's a Gilgal of a Kayin, for a suffix he could be Makel. A sheik had a cotton, we have an understanding that all people who die Ketanim are Gilgulim of Gedalim. Nobody's, no neshama comes in the world just to be a cotton. So a cotton, we're sure it's a Gilgal of a Gadol, so it's awesome. Yisrael, it might be a Gilgal of a Kayin, for Sveikis of Laila Rosh, you might be Machra for Sveikis. Maybe. Or else you'll say that Yisrael can be a Gilgal of a Kayin, which is fine with me, except, I don't know. If you read all the different Gilgulim, they're very strange. You can't, everything is printed in Gilgulim. You can't be Mekabel everything. You Mekabel everything, everyone's one Gilgul of everybody. But, I don't know. So by a cotton, Mishnah Berurah says, you know, we sit this out. By a cotton's cavern. By Isha, he says this much. By a cotton, because he's a Gilgal of a Gadol Yasis. By Isha, who's a Gilgal only of an Isha, you're allowed to. But vice dies that the Isser is to do a mitzvah that this person couldn't do. Just to remind them of mitzvahs is not awesome. It's the doing of the mitzvah. It seems that way from this Mishnah Berurah. To be mephatic. So we'll see that in a second. But the Akoponim, this is the Nidri Yehuda. The Lechaira from this Gemara is Araya Lekula. It says, Hinichu Sefer Torah Mitasai. If you hold it, there's Loig L'Rosh, just to put a Sefer, just to have a Sefer Torah there. So how Hinichu Sefer Torah Mitasai? Vice Dice, it's only also L'Haniach V'Lilmai. Oh, not Araya. That doesn't bring. He says that he doesn't know, and this is he's mesupik. If Sefer Torah is right, the Kairabai is one thing or two things. How would it? This is you're doing a mitzvah. You're showing that you're doing a mitzvah.
The mitzvah isn't the wearing.
The mitzvah is the wearing.
I'm saying when you put it on.
Yeah, but the mitzvah is not putting it on. The mitzvah is wearing it. If somebody put on a tzitzis when it was a cotton, it became a gadol. You don't have to take it off and put it on again. The mitzvah is not putting it on, the mitzvah is wearing it. Right? You only put it on once a day, you wear it a whole day. The mitzvah is wearing tzitzis, not putting on tzitzis.
What's the chiv on a person with Torah? To write the Torah or to read
the Torah? To learn the Torah. Just having a Torah is not a passion. You mean that's the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah? No, I was thinking that's the learning. Ksiva sefer Torah, you're right. It really is the mitzvah to own a sefer Torah. I assume he's talking about a tzibur dikka sefer Torah, not a mitzvah. He's talking about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. You're right, if it's a sefer Torah, you're making the mitzvah of tzibur sefer Torah with it. It should be worse. I didn't think of it that way.
Because it's
mitzvah,
it's a kibbutz.
Yeah, mitzvah means it's coffin. Like L'Rosh is by Levi also. If maybe mitzvah is also like L'Rosh, not only kvarim. Okay, it's a touch the alaramis of a mace. This
before he's good.
Even
before he's
buried, yeah. Okay, the bottom tesis on the Tezayin Amid Beis He asks how they could have a yeshiva al kivrei, it's loy barash. So the bottom line, he says, loy al kivrei mamish ala barachik dalar amis. The lekan loy barash. He says that they were dalar amis away. When you go to Beis HaKfaris, I went Sunday to Beis HaKfaris, there's a bracha you say, nusach habracha. You have to be machik dalar amis when you say that nusach. Because tef dalar amisav, you're not allowed to do a mitzvah. He says the yeshiva was dalar amis away. Muki Yosef disagrees. Muki Yosef says that that l'kvaydai shani, that l'kvaydai you're allowed to learn even by the kever. That's the meaning of this man hazeh. People say tillim by the kever, or people what? Marf machpela, but they're actually buried underground. It's not. When I was in Eretz Yisrael once, I was by Namuka, by Rabbi Yonatan Ben Uziel's kever, and they made a minyan in the little room. So I didn't let them. I was there with a group of boys. I told you, no, a daven, you can't make a minyan. So what about kever rochel? Kever rochel is different. And I made a little bit of a tumult over it, and they said, they always have minyan there. There's even a little lamed there. So I called Rav Palmi afterwards. So he was matmiya that they would make a minyan by a kever. Not make a minyan. If you daven there, daven tilim there, b'schus the nifter, that's a kavod. That's considered a kavod. Well, one of the two reasons it says to put up a matzeva is people should know to come to daven there. It's a kavod for the meis that people go there. They consider a mokum kaddish to say tilim there. But a tefillah chiyuvis, the daven shemini esrei by a kever, that's the chlala aser. You can't daven there. You might have a rochel, which is the minhag is to daven there. The Tzitz Eliezer writes that one of the Ziknei Eretz Yisrael told him that he has a Kabbalah, that, you know, Kever Rochel has this big big matzeva over it. It's not a typical matzeva, it's a tall, that it was constructed that way, but dafka, there's a halal, it's a sarat fachim high with a halal inside, so it should be like a separate room, and you should be able to daven outside of the in that room of Kever Rochel that was constructed that way, Bedavka. He talks about that that's a hetter for Kainim to go there, but as far as davening is aser. Taisus holds even l'kvaydei it's aser, and he holds that it's not there, yeah. Well, they supposedly are giving Lili Nishmas. By Levaya, when they say the Kel Mole, they say Bavur. Sheyitnut Stoka Vadaskaras Nishmas. Sometimes the Chazan says Bavur, and if it's, especially if it's a professional Chazan who wants to say a lot of words, they say Shekol Kroiva, Vichol Chaveirov, etc. Vichol Nesafim Kan, Yitnut Stoka Vadaskaras Nishmas. Everyone says Amen, which is a neder. Amen is a neder, right? Amen yesh bayim mishum nedarim deraisa. If you say Amen when they say kel mole and it says kol an asaf and kana, I'm going to give tzedakah, it's a chiyuv deraisa. To give tzedakah, lad askaras nishmasai. Now, besides that, it's a kitrug on the neshama. Saying neshama should go to Gan Eden, bavur on the condition that, like, because everybody here is giving tzedakah. That means if not everyone gives tzedakah, so then the kel mole is not saying you should go to Gan Eden. The whole nusach is a makukulvik and nusach that the Chazon made up. But that's why they collect. This is supposed to give Lishmasa. But anyway, it's Machlekes Taisus and Muki Yosef, whether you're allowed to say L'kvaydai. The minig is to say, when they have very often Hakamas Matzeva, they darshan there, which I'm very uncomfortable with. They darshan, they say Divrei Torah. I'm not comfortable with it because it's L'kvaydai. It's also test dalar amis of other kfarim, and it's the kavod of this kever. So I don't understand klar. When you say tilim, you consider a makom kaddish. All right, it's a makom kaddish. A basic klar has a certain kedusha. But say a drasha, I'm not comfortable with it. In the instances where I'm asked to do it, I always try to wiggle out of it. It's sometimes very touchy. I'm not sure that. I don't know. Daven is one thing, to say a drasha is something else. Unless you just don't say anything. Some people are capable of speaking and saying nothing. So there's no problem. So you say he was a nice man, and it was sad to see him go, and all that. That's not the right terrorist, that you could say. But more than that. I once had a maisa with a nifter. And at the Levaya, the nifter, one of the children, davens by us. I was officiating at the Levaya. The nifter had a daughter that, I don't know if she is religious, she's not religious. At the Levaya, she said she wants to speak. So I wasn't going to let her speak. I told her, if you want to speak, you get your own rabbi. I told her she could speak at the burial. I wanted to be shalom. At the burial, like I said, I was very uncomfortable what she was going to say. She didn't say anything of any chashivas, not to the nifter, not to anybody. She spoke about how the nifter liked to play the violin, how his music was nice, and nothing that helped the nifter in Gan Eden, nothing that hurt the others. So there's no legal rush. But anyway, it's Machlokes Rishonim here, the Mishum Kvayde, it's Mutter, and it's something people should know to be Zayirin if you could avoid it. Right, the Gemara has Issachasha. It's funny, we have Leida Behudis with Hagois. I was sure, I don't have it at home. I came to Yeshiva today that somebody will make a Hagon on this Chuvas Leida Behuda that the Gemara says, that it's Mutter. There are Hagois on it, but not from this. Why did we arrive from here? Maybe here the Taka Mekvayda is different. Maybe here, Nichsel Mitasa, it's Lekvaydai, and the Yehuda was talking, not Lekvaydai, but it's Arach Tfilah. Ulan. Okay. What's the difference? But in Levi, it is also in Yisrael Levarash. If Neha Meis, it's just like a Pesach Faras, like Abi Levarash. In the Chidoz Tzion, there it's Yisrael, and Harmanuchis, they have all the Svarim. And I go to the Chidoz every time I go to Eretz Yisrael. So I have a thing that when I go there, I learn from the Svarim that are there, that they look Vaidai. So I used to learn, every summer I go, I learn, he has a Sefer Anach. I usually do about 6 Parakim of Nach every year, and the Navi Shir. So I learn through the Chidah on those 6 Parakim at the Kever. And the Grada this year, I learned a piece on Perak Lamed Aleph that has to do with Purim. He ties it into Purim, but when that I get the paraclan in my office, will be after Pesach, so it's not going to help me, but it's just that. Okay, let's see the Gemara. V'idna nami avdinon hachi. Okay, on the Tafiyat Zayin. Nowadays, we also take a Sefer Torah al-Mitasai. I've never seen today, although certain Gedolim, they put his Svarim al-Mitasai when they take him out to be buried, the Svarim he wrote. So the Gemara, afuke mafkinon, anuche loy manchinon. Afuke mafkinon. We take out the Sefer Torah in front of the Gavur Rabba, but we don't put it down on his mita. We don't say kiyam zeh mashal kasev zeh. And that was special by Chizkiyah. Amar Rabba v'arafuna have azlina v'hadeder of Yechonel Mishal Shmaitzen. Ki have ayel beis hakisei, or ki have enough in beis hakisei. V'avu bina minei milsa. I want to ask him a shayla. Why poshit lan adamashi yadei amanach tefillin umavarech. V'hada amalan. He washed his hands, he put on tefillin, he made a bracha. Which bracha does it mean? It means Ashi Yatzai or bracha on the tefillin? What's umavarech? What? What? Chayre tefillin. It's a tefillin though. What?
Well,
you could make yiftah, but not lechatzila. By mistake.
He said by
hashetzah,
you can make it as long as you
can make it. So maybe mevarech means that he made ashiyatza. He waited till he put on tefillin to say ashiyatza. Brach on the tefillin, he should have made first. I saw one of the Likud Svarim that they say they're talking about tefillin. They want to bring a raya that if you put on tefillin, you can make a bracha yiftah. But lechatzila, you certainly don't make a bracha yiftah. So Mestam Mevarech is better to learn Ashiyatza. The Chiddush is that after you put on tefillin, then that's when he said the Ashiyatza. V'hada Ramalan, afilokiyam aminan limid layaminan. That kiyam zem ashikasa b'zeh is a smaller thing. Limid zem ashikasa b'zeh, that's a much bigger matrega, and that was Chizkiyah. So Rashi, so we see what's bigger, learning or Maisa. Rabbi Yechanan said that Limud is bigger. It's not true. You see, Maisa is bigger. So the Gemara ends up that Maisa is more than learning, and teaching is more than Maisa. So Malame Torah is higher, Kiyum Mitzvah is the second, and Limud HaTorah is third. Which doesn't seem to stem with the klal of Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, that Talmud Torah is first. So Taisus is the Kasha, Kasha Rabbeinu Tam, the last Taisus in the Perek. The Adarabba, what do you mean, Maisa is more? It says, Parakami the Kedushin, it says, Limud Godly Maisa. Limud is maybe the day Maisa, so it's even bigger. Maisa Gabe Zakadim, Shem Subin Balias, Mes Nitsa Balud, Vinishal Shaila Zubif Nayim. Limud God why Maisa God Limud Kulav Amru Limud God why Shemegli De Maisa. So Taisus is stuck. It's a stira to Gemara. So Taisus has a few pshatim. Amar Rabbeinu Tam Achi Purusha. Hama Ma Limud Megli De Maisa. Kivat Shanu Aymrim Kiyim Harionu Aymrim Shalamad. Limud is more. When you say Kiyim, it includes Lamad Shemegli De Maisa. Vle Maisa Kadai Te Ashdol Chali Ben Lamad Limud. Mishani Halad Murei Limud Vade Leamrina Vade Odiv Shemegli Zravni De Maisa Kshemalamda. Now the problem is that the halacha is mevatel talmud Torah the key of mitzvahs. We're mevatel talmud Torah to do a mitzvah. Taisus says that the limud Torah is more than mitzvahs, and yet we're mevatel talmud Torah for key of mitzvah. So the question is why? If talmud Torah is keneged kulam. So Rabbi Chanan in Chelet Beis, Simin Yotes, has a piece. The Stipler in Brachis, I think it's in the Chavhei in mind, the new ones is probably later. They have a nice piece on Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. The Yisoid that they have is that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is every available minute. You have to learn. When it's time to do a mitzvah, that's not an available minute. It's not as man that you have available for you. Now, every 3 minutes a person has a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. If it's time to shake lulav, it's not as man of limud. It's not a free time. It's not a free moment. A free moment you have to learn. The moment isn't free in the first place. So then you mechuyav to do the mitzvah. It's not as man that you have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Now, they explain both of them. That's why if it's a mitzvah, it's efshar al yedei achayrim. If he could do a mitzvah, someone else could do the same mitzvah. It's better to learn. If it's a mitzvah, it's efshar al yedei achayrim. If you're the only one that could do it, then it's better to do the mitzvah. Manafshach, what's worth more, a mitzvah or learning? If learning is worth more, you should always learn. If mitzvah is worth more, you should always do the mitzvah. So they're mazgah, they're vada kamatari keneged kulam. In this man that you have a mitzvah to do, there's no mitzvah of learning. If the mitzvah is then you do have a mitzvah of learning. If the mitzvah is then you don't have a mitzvah of learning. It's totally zebizeh. And it goes with this side. So Rabbi Chanan uses this to answer a Rosh's Kasha. The Rosh says, the Gemara says, you're allowed to push off marriage for learning. Benazai, you're allowed to push off marriage for learning. How are you allowed to push off marriage? It's a mitzvah she'yev she'yadei achayim. Puruvu is your mitzvah. What's the head to push off marriage for learning? So Rabbi Chanan says that just like a mitzvah she'efshar al yedei achayrim, you don't have to be mevatel talmud Torah for. A mitzvah she'efshar lasis lachas man is like efshar lasis yedei achayrim. Since it's a once in a lifetime mitzvah peruvu, he says that's why you're allowed to push it off to leave it at Torah. That's his side. And Baruch Ber and Kedushin has an interesting way of looking at it. Rav Baruch Ber writes in the Simcha of Tes, in the last piece in the Berachah Shmuel, the last piece on Limud HaTorah. So he says there that the mitzvah of learning every day and every night is deicha, even a mitzvah that's efshei de'achayr. Let's say a person didn't learn a whole day, one word. It's the last minute of the day. He gave a shekel lulav or learn. He says mechuyav to learn. But that is the mitzvah to learn something every day and every night. The mitzvah derai, the chiyav derai says v'kisa v'yam v'alayla. You must learn something every day and something every night. Once you learn something, you're learning more. That's being marben the shir of the mitzvah. You're already mekayim the mitzvah of learning Talmud Torah today. Learning more is adding the shir of the mitzvah, adding the shir of the mitzvah. So then, of Limud HaTorah. So then, other mitzvahs have kedima to being marba b'shiurin of Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is daicha any mitzvah. If you don't learn all day, Talmud Torah is first. If you already learned, now it's only a question of adding in the amount you learned. There, Baruch Hu says that's why mitzvahs are daicha, the union of Talmud Torah. The Shita Mekubetzes brings another pshat to Tysus Kash. I think Tysus Kedushin says the same thing. He says that there are two types of learning. Learning for a mitzvah of learning, Maisa is more. You have to be Daicha for Talmud Torah. But a learning that teaches you what to do, a person who doesn't know the Maisa, what to do, that learning to know what to do the Maisa is like mitzvahs. And he writes in the, I think it's in the Rima Gash, that a Talmid Shehoilech Ulmed Eitzel Rabbi is not mechuyev in any mitzvahs. It's actually Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah says that when certain Amirah were traveling to their rebbeim to learn, on the way they didn't sit in the Sukkah. Isaac ben Mitzvah Patim in a mitzvah. Aye, they're going to learn. Even learning Yedaycha for a mitzvah. So Rav Magash says that the idea of the mitzvah itself of learning is nitzchus for a ma'isa mitzvah. But the idea of learning b'chabura Eitzel Rabbi, that's more important than stam Talmud Torah, that's more important than kiyumei mitzvah. How to understand what that means. To learn the chabura Eitzel Rabbi is more than stam learning, more than mitzvahs. So mistama, if I have to say pshat, this is Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Hilchos Talmud Torah Paragimel. Shulchan Aruch HaRav has a yesod. There are two gedorim in Talmud Torah. There's a gedor of Talmud Torah where you add in the kamos of the mitzvah. You learn more minutes, you learn more blot. And there's a Talmud Torah where you add in the Madregas of Limud HaTorah, where a person grows in his Avodas Hashem. He says when a person is basic, and now obviously people say every time you learn you're growing, but it means a certain period in life or a certain matzav haruach where a person is Olav HaMadrega B'Limudai. He says that the person has to preserve over everything. That's more important than mitzvahs. That's more important than anything else. And with that, he answers the kasha: how you're allowed to push off marriage? He says, "Kol zman a person is oila bedarga b'limudai, you're allowed to push off marriage." Once he reaches a plateau, and now he's learning because he's supposed to learn, but he's not doesn't feel an aliyah b'madrei gosai. So then it's time to get married. Then it's a mitzvah she'efshei de'echer. But a person is oila b'dar gosai. So it seems that's what the Rav Magash is talking about. The idea of limud b'chabura etzel rabbi has a ability to be milo person. And that milo is the darga of avayda that's daicha even kiyumei mitzvahs. And the truth is it's a darga that you have to be shomer. You have to try to be shomer on that darga. The whole sense of chabura, chaverim will learn. That sense of chabura is itself an aliyah. And it's a chsarin when people learn in a yeshiva, like learning in a shtibel. It's a place to learn. You go to learn. It's a mitzvah to learn. Even you learn basmada. when there's a chsarin of a hergish of chabura, it's megarei and the whole thing. It comes out doing a mitzvah, you're learning. But the idea of learning bechabura and having an aliyah to bechabura is a big avodah, and it's not an easy thing. It requires a certain amount of effort, and I certainly hope that Purim is an emtzai to try to help people have a sense of chabura. I feel people who shy away from it are losing out a lot. Not just Purim, all year round, but Purim has the ability to bring people together, and that idea is the idea that the Rima Gash writes about here. It's a Chuvus Rima Gash, but in the Chuvus also, it's here in the Shifa Mufabatsis. And that Darga is a Darga that requires an effort, an Avaida, to feel part of a Chabura, to make a Chabura. And whatever the Chabura is, people have to put time and effort into it in the proper way. I think the Yetzirah pulls people on Purim to go away, to go out of town, to go to other places where it doesn't allow the sense of Purim to be a sense of chavrishaf the way it should be. And it's chasar. It's a big chasar. It's a big milo that the dormitory yeshiva has that an in-town yeshiva doesn't have. But afal pi kein, without effort, it doesn't happen. It requires a certain amount of effort. So that's the advertisement, the word from the sponsor. Let's see if we can finish the parak. Amar Rav Yechon, Rav Shim Bar Yechai. My diksiv. Ashroichem zoyrei al kol mayim, mishachei regal hashar v'achamar. Who's zoyrei al kol mayim? Planting on water. Kol ha'oisi b'toyr, givas chasadim zoychel l'nachal ha'shnei shvatim. Somebody who does both, Torah and Gema, givas chasad, Zaycha to the Nachla of Yisachar and the Nachla of Yosef, Chesed and Torah. Shenemar Ashrechem Zayrei Ein Zriel Tzedaka Shenemar Zuru Lachem Tzedaka VeKitzru Lefi Chesed Emayim Ala Torah. Shenemar Haikol Tzama Lachul Emayim. So I don't understand this Gemara. It says you should be Isaac in two things: Torah and Gemilas Chasadim. So let's say someone is Isaac just the Torah. He's missing. He's missing this. Every person is Isaac the Torah a whole day. You tell him, stop, go do chesed. Is that true? Let's try the Gemara. If a person must be Isaac b'Torah, gemilas chesedim. So I understand, a person's battling, we tell him, don't battle. Do chesed. Learn and do chesed. But if a person's learning a whole day, and he's not Isaac gemilas chesedim, he locks himself in a room and learns a whole day. So he doesn't do chesed. So he's missing something. What? Gemara says tzedakah. So why did he, if he's learning, he has to go out to do tzedakah. So that Gemara, I always had shver. I mean, I'll do see. You know, I've asked this to many people. I remember the Navi Shia started 21 years ago, from the beginning of Shmuel. And at the beginning of Shmuel, you have the Bnei Eili. And I asked the Kasha then, 21 years ago, to the Eilim, I don't understand the Gemara. The Gemara says, it's two gear sizes, either Rabba or Rava. Rabba v'Abaya and the Beis Eili Kaasi. Rabba and Rava and Abaya came from Beis Eili, so they normally died at 18 years old. It says, Rabba, the Asik B'Torah, the Schlus of Torah, he lived 40 years. Abaya, the Asik B'Torah, the Schlus of Torah, so he lived 60 years. So I understand the Gemara. Rabba, let's say, I don't know how many hours a day he learned. Let's say Rabba learned 16 hours a day. The Moshe. The other 8 hours, I don't know, he slept, or he did homework with his kids, or whatever else. Can't picture Rabba doing homework with his kids, no? Or shoveling the snow, or taking out the garbage. Some Rabba did Malach Shibuta, you know, that salt fish. So whatever the Moshe, let's say he learned 16 hours a day. Abaya did what? Abaya also learned 16 hours a day. And he did chesed an additional 2 hours. Then Abaya had more schosim because he spent more hours than Avodas Hashem. Vice versa, they both spent, let's say, 16 hours a day. So Rabba learned 16 hours a day. So Abaya learned, let's say, 12 hours a day, did chesed for 4 hours. So why is Abaya bigger than Rabba? Than Rabba. They both spent the same numbers of hours in Avodas Hashem. Abai is better because he's mevatel Talmud Torah to do chesed. It's hard to understand what the pshat in the Gemara is. No? And only that, if it's a chesed, it's eshay de'acherim. So Abai wouldn't have been mevatel. And if the chesed is eshay de'acherim, so Rabba would have been. Why is one bigger than the other? Unless you say... Unless the pshat is that Abaya learnt with others. So he did the chesed while he was learning. He was learning the same number of hours. And maybe he did the chesed while he was learning. That's what it means. He was learning the same 16 hours. Part of the hours he was doing chesed. It says pshat in this Gemara too. Tayrek and Sasadim. Means learning with others. That's what it means. It doesn't sound like it's from the Gemara. Tzedakah? Maybe. So I'll tell you, I once went to Rav Moshe with one of the Bachrim of the Yeshiva. His mother was having cancer, very serious cancer surgery. So I took him to Rav Moshe for Shachris, and afterwards to get a bracha. So once we were there, I asked the Ramesh, the surgery was called for 11 o'clock, whether it's right to take a minion from the Beis Medrash to go up to a room and say Tillim at the time of the surgery. Is he taking them out of the Beis Medrash to say Tillim? So Ramesh said, for a short while, it's Kedai. I asked him why. They're losing their learning for them. So Ramesh said, it's two types of medicines. Torah does certain things, Tefillah does certain things. Tefillah's pile certain things. So even though Tyra's pile, Tefillah's has a separate pu'ula. It's a funny thing, as I asked Rav Moshe, how long should we do it? He said, until people stop thinking about the Pirush HaMilos when they're saying the Tillim. How long is that? That's when I understood why sometimes you say Pasuk by Pasuk. I don't understand why bother saying Pasuk by Pasuk. Much quicker if you say Perek by Perek. This time you say Pasuk by Pasuk, it's more likely to have Kabbalah. So Rav Moshe said, as long as they're thinking about Pirush HaMilos, you should say Tillim. And once the people are daydreaming, you go back to learn. But after Rav Moshe said that, I was thinking that it could be that Torah, Gemilas Chesed, each pile different things. Abaya was in a matziv, they both did 16 hours a day. And they both were only mevatel if Alpi Adin there had to be mevatel. Abaya Lamaisa was in such a matziv. Lamaisa he had Gemilas Chesed. So it was pile. It's pile in more years. Even though, you know, Vedas Hashem, Madrega, it's not pile. Somebody who learns the 16 hours, someone who learns in the Chesed, it's not bigger. It could be it's pile separately. So I don't know. If you come out to be Isabatayg Nas Khasadin, Yazaicha Lanaklash Neshvatim. The truth is the Gemara says Reb Zeira said there were times he was tired, he couldn't learn. So Reb Zeira said when he's tired and can't learn, he sat outside the yeshiva. So when Tamid Chachamim would come and go, he would stand up for them so she gets scar for covered attire. And why he didn't take a nap when he was too tired to learn, it's a little hard to understand. But Vice says there's such a thing as a time that a person needs to relax. So in the time he relaxed, he did, that's what Rav Zeira did. So it could be that's this Gemara, that when you need a break, you need to relax, so you should be Isaac and Chesed. So to end with Amila de Batichas, there's a letter, Revolvi, they printed Revolvi's letters. And I lent the sefer to my son, I hope I get it back from him. I marked off many of them. There's one, someone asks him if I'm Purim, he should go collecting. He should better learn. He says, no, otherwise he'll learn the whole day. Should he go collecting or should he learn? So Volbi writes back to him two things. First thing he writes to him is that collecting on Purim is already a chelik of mitzvah hayayim, bizman hazeh, that it became the minhag to go around collecting. He says, kematu mi mitzvah hayayim, that you're mevatel to do mitzvah hayayim. He says you shouldn't take the whole day collecting, you should take some time and collect tzedakah, and the rest of the time learn. And then in the second paragraph of the letter, it's unbelievable that they printed this. He writes, "Va'oid, I know you. I know you're a chashev ben Torah. You'll end up being a Rosh Hashiva. So going around collecting is in the bechina of preparation for being a Rosh Hashiva." That's what he writes. It's unbelievable. If the letter was written on Purim, I understand. Right, so now you'll be a Rosh Hashiva. So this is the gather of Hachana for being a Rosh Hashiva. You should know how to go around Kalik. So let's finish the Gemara. Yisachar chamar garem is the amri oivav neifel upon of kiyos dixiv vehem ami yinagach yachtav avse yoretz seichel abina ki yisachar dixiv ne yisachar yaydei bina v'itim ladas ma yase yisrael. So hachin alach harba avis. Okay, I can't believe I actually set my goal to finish by Purim the Perek and be able to start after Purim Ketzer Regel. So we actually did it.